We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What?
What is it?
One of my favorite shows. Oh, I love that show.
TGIF.
Good morning, everyone. Friday, finally, the weekend is here.
Idiots.
Oh, well, not here yet, but it's almost here.
Close
first
enough.
Day of the month.
Who's ready to party?
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
It is indeed showtime. It is, as I said, the first day of the month, but the last day of the week, which means we are getting underway with a Friday free-for-all coming to you live this afternoon, remotely broadcasting from the Southern Home and Garden Show, the largest and most popular home and garden event here in South Carolina. We're at the Greenville Convention Center, and if you're planning on coming out to the show during the day today, we'll be here till 7 tonight. Come on by, say hello, and greetings to you. In the meantime, of course, it is the All Skate, the Friday free-for-all. Any subject you feel like talking about today is fair game, and all you need to do is use the Ingalls Advantage chalk line number, as usual, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. I do have the text line up with me this afternoon. And, of course, as always, my email address, bob@1063.com. Being the Friday free-for-all, let's go ahead and get to the phones right away, beginning this afternoon with Todd, who is in Fountain Inn. Hi, Todd, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thank you, Mr. Mack. Greetings and salutations to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to weigh in on something I heard on the news, and it's kind of hurt me again about what's been happening, or a couple of things that happened around the Greenville area.
Mm-hmm.
This warm beer, you know, the college student that went over to North Korea decided to tear down some propaganda poster, got thrown in heavy labor, and then came back home and passed away, and the parents are kind of upset at Donald Trump going, "You knew Kim Jong-un knew about it." And I'm going, what difference does it make that he knew about it? Your son went to a hostile country that is not friendly to the United States, did something really stupid, and got in trouble for it. What part of this, you know, where's our fault?
Yeah, yeah. And how do you blame President Trump for it? Well, and look, you know as well as I do, Todd, that young people lacking much life experience are prone to do dumb things. You know, we learn from experience, and the bad decisions we make, hopefully, as we mature, will enable us to make better decisions in the future. Was it a bad idea on Mr. Warmbier's part to go around tearing down propaganda posters? You bet. It was an invitation to disaster. And tragically and sadly, that's exactly what happened. How anybody could place blame on President Trump in those circumstances is beyond me, other than if you dislike President Trump to begin with and were looking for an excuse to blame him for the actions of their son.
Well, that's true, and I mean, I completely agree with you. Like, I know, I mean, I'm 50 years old, and I love my mom, but I'm terrified of her. If I go into her house and drop an F-bomb, I know exactly what's fixing to happen.
Yes.
You know, she's old school. She's
right.
Going to grab my ear with one hand and give me a concussion with the other hand and then tell me to, you know, quit acting stupid, you know, and straighten myself up.
Yeah.
But it kind of leads me to another thing. It's like, you know, everybody's, how do I put it? When you get in trouble, you blame somebody else. It's always,
yeah,
you know, someone else's fault. And I'm about to upset quite a few people, so just hold with me.
Yeah, and it's sad that this young Mr. Warmbier, he did end up, I think we all could agree, being a political pawn, because at the time that this happened, relations were pretty icy between North Korea and the democracies of the world that all have been imposing these sanctions against him. So were they going to use this as a political weapon against whomever was responsible for the American government at that time? Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. But like I said, it kind of goes beyond that. Like I said, a couple years back, there was a young kid. He was doing a drug deal to an undercover cop. Mm-hmm. Tried to run him over with his car. The cop fired at him.
Right.
And tragically, the kid wound up dying. I think he was like 21, 22. And then the parents got on TV going, you know, he shouldn't have shot my kid. Not, you know, and then they wind up suing Greenville, and they won, which upset me because, one, what was your kid doing out doing a drug deal if he was so good? But two, why did you sue Greenville? Now you're taking money out of my pocket because, you know, my taxes go to, you know, I live here in the Greenville area.
Sure.
And that money that could have went to programs in the Greenville area that is now in your pocket because your son decided to do something stupid. I mean, and let's face it, it's stupid.
And I think actually the lawsuit was against Pickens County.
Was it against Pickens? I couldn't remember. Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. I think so.
But still, I mean, it really doesn't matter because it's just, you know, why are you suing the police? If your son was the drug dealer, you know, it's just kind of like, why are you upset at Trump? Your son went over to a hostile country and tore down propaganda posters.
Yeah. Well, sadly, as I'm sure you know, Todd, we live in an era where nobody is responsible for their own actions. Actions don't have consequences anymore, or if they do, the consequences should fall on somebody else because everybody is a victim. I appreciate the call, Todd. Thank you. Good to have you here today to get us underway. Dozen minutes after 3 o'clock, and as I mentioned, I'm here at the Southern Home and Garden Show. It is the largest and most popular home and garden event in the entire state of South Carolina. So if you're planning on building a new home or you're doing some remodeling, say for your kitchen, or maybe you're installing some dream outdoor living space, this is the ideal venue to get great ideas. There are thousands of square feet of exhibits here, and they feature all kinds of things, you name it, landscape design, lawn and garden equipment, interior design, windows and window treatments, flooring, lawn and garden equipment. The list goes on and on. And, of course, the show will be going on all weekend. Today is the first day, but of course it'll be continuing Saturday and Sunday as well here at the Greenville Convention Center. Much to talk about in this afternoon's program, including the president tweeting again about the shocking testimony of the convicted perjurer Michael Cohen. There's some interesting developments there. Apparently it turns out that Mr. Cohen, following or right around the time of the president's election, decided he was going to write a book about his relationship with President Trump. And from what we are given to understand, it was very flattering, which would stand in direct contradiction to the testimony that he gave 2 days ago on Capitol Hill, where he cast Donald Trump, as you know, as a sexist, as a racist, as a generally bad guy. And yet in this book that he was hawking, that he was trying to sell, and apparently he had a book deal in the works, and then all of a sudden, of course, he found himself being charged by the federal people, not only in the Mueller investigation, but Southern District of New York as well. And we also are learning some interesting background stuff about why Cohen did what he did in turning on President Trump. You remember, of course, at one point he said he would take a bullet for Donald Trump. Well, he flip-flopped on that, and now we may have some information as to why. And as you might expect, it's because Mueller and Andrew Weissman, this guy who is engaged in all kinds of unethical legal behavior in the past. Weissman was a guy behind the raids on Manafort's house and Stone's house in the pre-dawn hours of the morning, with the FBI SWAT teams coming in to get a 68-year-old guy who they treated as if he was Machine Gun Kelly. These guys have pulled out all the stops in twisting arms and threatening people to try and get them to testify to what they want them to say. So there's a lot more on that. And the Sun in Great Britain has an interesting headline today about the baby that's on the way for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, which points out just how absolutely crazy this whole business of gender is getting. Well, that and more is on the way. Friday Free for All rolls on here on the Bobby Mack Show, here from the Greenville Convention Center at the Southern Home and Garden Show. Be right back. Howdy, welcome back. Great to have you along the TGIF edition, the Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let me catch up with the text line quickly, 71307. Hey, Bob, Spartacus is in Simpsonville today. Every Democrat that has tossed their hat into the ring for the 2020 presidential nomination is making sure that they get down here to the Palmetto State. Want to make sure that they press the flesh. Spartacus, that is New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, in Simpsonville today. That definitely won't hurt the turnout for the Southern Home and Garden Show from Harry Knotts. Thanks, Harry. Yeah, you know Spartacus. He's got some wonderful ideas. He is in favor, of course, of Medicaid for all. Well, they call it Medicare for all, but actually it would turn out to be Medicaid for all, which would essentially give a single provider health care. The government would run all the health care, essentially destroying private health care here in America. He also, of course, has endorsed AOC's Green New Deal, the one with the $95 trillion price tag. And, of course, remember, Spartacus also has said, you know, we got to stop eating meat. He suggests that we all become vegans, as he is. So it's not enough that they want to tell us how to live. They also want to persuade us on what we should eat, and I guess how much we should eat and when we should eat it. So there's an interesting prospect. You know, on the text line, Bob, Wambier's parents were taking exception to the appearance of legitimizing Kim Jong-un's dictatorship. The cop that shot the kid was wrong. The officer did have an opportunity to deal with it. He ratcheted it up, certainly, saying that he thought he was being attacked and run over by the vehicle. Anyone that saw the video knows the cop was in no danger, and the charges the boy was looking at would never justify the shooting. Bob, I believe the shooting that the caller was talking about actually happened in Seneca. That's correct. That would make it Oconee County. Bob, the teacher that planned that trip to a hostile country, that is, Wambier and the students going to North Korea, and the parents, no way would I ever have let my child go there. I don't believe I would have either. Bobby, just checking in to get an update on Guam and make sure it is not tipped over. Yeah, you remember Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson, fearful, of course, in the testimony of the Navy Admiral before Congress. They wanted to send some more Marines over there, and Hank Johnson was questioning whether or not that would cause the island of Guam to tip over. Right. Certainly a consideration. Bobby Mack, with the Democrats' agenda to impeach Trump, wonder if that means they know they're going to lose in 2020. I think they're not only going to lose in 2020, I think they're going to lose big in 2020. Bobby, get some. Bombastic from Dave, USMC. Thank you, Dave. By the way, Dave, your bride just stopped by to say hello in the last few minutes as well. So have an opportunity to see her and say hi. Bobby, the Washington governor's announcement reminded me of the bong water sound effect Howie Carr has. You can use that for 2020's Democrat Rogues Gallery. Gotcha. Jeez, they are they're totally nuts. I mentioned this before we went to the break. I wonder what... I hesitate to guess what the reaction of Queen Elizabeth is going to be to this story in The Sun, one of the papers, of course, in Great Britain. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, of course, she is 7 months pregnant. Meghan Markle has now let it be known they will raise their baby as gender fluid and will avoid any stereotypes. This, according to Friends. Okay. A source close to the couple told Vanity Fair that Meghan Markle, 37, was telling guests at her recent New York baby shower that she would raise their baby in a fluid way. Whatever that means. She was talking openly about it, said the source to the magazine. Meghan has been talking to some of her friends about the birth and how she and Prince Harry plan to raise her their baby. Her exact word was fluid. She said they plan to raise their child with a fluid approach to gender, and they won't be imposing any stereotypes. Can you imagine? Yeah, I'm sure you can. The reaction of Queen Elizabeth to that. Bloody hell! Holy cow. President Trump says Michael Cohen's newly revealed book proposal totally blows up his testimony earlier this week on the Hill. The president today blasting Michael Cohen over a newly reported book proposal that apparently painted the president in a positive light, saying his former lawyer's pitch contradicts this week's congressional testimony and renders him totally discredited. Well, I think the fact that he'd already been convicted of perjuring himself before Congress went a long way towards discrediting him. He did a great job of that on his own. The president tweeting, "Wow, just revealed that Michael Cohen wrote a love letter to Trump manuscript for a new book that he was pushing, written and submitted long after Charlottesville and Helsinki, his phony reasons for going rogue. Book is exact opposite of his fake testimony, which now is a lie. Congress must demand the transcript of Michael Cohen's new book given to publishers a short time ago. Your heads will spin when you see the lies, misrepresentations, and contradictions against his Thursday testimony, like a different person. He's totally discredited." The president's tweets come after the Daily Mail, also in the UK. Isn't it funny how this stuff is all in the English papers? Nothing about it. Lamestream media. The Daily Mail exclusively obtained a proposal reportedly dated January 24th of last year and titled "Trump Revolution from the Tower to the White House." Cohen reportedly was shopping the pitch to publishers just weeks before the FBI raided his office as part of the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York's criminal investigation into his personal business dealings. According to the Daily Mail, Cohen's book would have touted Trump, countering descriptions of his then boss as crazy, dumb, paranoid, and hateful towards the media. The pitch reportedly said, "All of these things have been said about my longtime boss, Donald J. Trump. None of it is true, except maybe that last one about the media. Trump does believe that reporters are out to get him, and for a very good reason, many of them are." No kidding. The Mail reported that Cohen promised chapters in his book would focus on Melania Trump and the Trump children, as well as the unfortunate saga, as he described it, of Stormy Daniels. "By offering my point of view, it is my sincere hope that I can help close or at least narrow the knowledge gap." The book deal was reportedly being negotiated with Hachette's Center Street, but ultimately collapsed when Cohen was charged by the Southern District of New York. Obviously, it is totally the opposite of what he testified to on the Hill, calling the president a racist, a con man, and a cheat. And so, well, look, I mean, you know, can you blame Cohen for writing a book? I mean, look at all the people that are. I'm sure Mueller probably is working on one. Everybody else that was at the top of the FBI collusion trail also has been busy hawking their books on every news show they can get on, including McCabe most recently. There was an interesting story today at the conservative treehouse. You may remember Lynn Patton. That is the black lady that works at HUD, who was the guest of Congressman Mark Meadows at the testimony from Cohen the other day. And you remember Congresswoman Tlaib said that it was racist for Congressman Meadows to use her appearance there as a prop. Well, now she is speaking out as well and has a lot to say about why Michael Cohen flipped the way he did. That and more is on the way here on the Bobby Mack Show. Friday Free For All rolls on here at 3:29. Howdy, welcome back. It's hour number one, the Bobby Mack Show, on this wet and rainy Friday, coming to you live from the convention center, the Greenville Convention Center, for the gigantic home and garden show that is going on. And a special guest is joining me right now. This is the guy that essentially is responsible for making sure that the trains run on time out here, Ben Mosley. He's with the Heirloom Companies, but he also is a board member of the HBA. Ben, good to have you here. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I was thinking, we were just talking with Michael earlier from HBA. This is, I think, probably about the 10th year in a row that we have been out here. And every year, it seems like it gets bigger and bigger, and more of the convention center is filled up.
Yeah, we've got over 200 exhibitors this year.
Wow.
This is actually our 58th year of having the Southern Home and Garden Show, so we're really excited about it. Over 200 vendors, Jeff Lynch, Appliance and TV Center, they are our presenting sponsor. And then we've got our other sponsors that are helping out as well. Ingles mm-hmm. Markets, you should come by, see their live cooking demonstrations.
Right.
Hot Springs, Davis Services, Carolina Custom Builders, and then the HBA's own approved professional builder program as well.
There is such a wide variety of exhibitors who are out here. It literally is everything from soup to nuts.
Exactly, exactly. Anybody can come in if you're looking for something from your home. If you're just wanting to look, this
yeah.
is a great place to come spend the afternoon, especially with the weather.
You bet.
It's
yeah.
so rainy. And come on inside. Come in the dry. Come
right.
in where it's warm.
Yeah, it's
and
comfy
we'll have
in
a
here.
Good time.
I know that there are so many exhibitors here that come back year after year. And the reason they do, of course, is because of the exposure.
That's
because
right.
it is 3 days worth. Today going until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow from 10 o'clock in the morning until 7 in the evening. And then again on Monday, on Sunday,
right.
The final day from noon until 5 o'clock. So you have plenty of opportunities to get out here. And these folks who are here exhibiting have tremendous opportunities to expose their products.
We've got a lot of people coming through, so it is a great way to promote your business. We've got several hundred people already that have come in on this rainy Friday. So these are people that you wouldn't actually see coming through your business doors at any other normal day. So coming here is a great opportunity to step outside the box and promote your business in a different way.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, no matter what you're planning on doing, whether you want to renovate a kitchen or a bathroom, or you're looking for things outdoors in terms of landscaping, whatever it may be, rather than going from individual vendor to individual vendor and having to drag around all over the place and do comparison shopping.
Oh, no, absolutely.
When you come here, it's one-stop shopping.
That's exactly right. You're able to get all your shopping done one stop. It's a whole lot more efficient way to be able to make sure you're making the best decisions for your home, for your family as well.
This is obviously a big event. As far as the planning for it is concerned, does it start like on this coming Monday after this show concludes? Is it
absolutely.
A year out?
It is. We're starting to plan for the fall show already, and then
right.
again for the spring show for 2020. So it is a long process to make sure that this is as successful as it has been for the past 58 years.
Yeah, it's a tremendous show, and no matter what you're planning on doing around your home, you'll get great ideas and perhaps things that you haven't thought of. It's great for idea starters.
Yeah, so there's actually two additional stages this year that we're really excited about. There's the handcrafted stage. So this is a place where you can have interactive presentations on creative projects for your home. So that's a lot of fun, absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different topic every hour. And then there's also Ask the Expert stage, where guests can come in and be able to tap into that knowledge that's here. The professionals that are in
sure.
the different fields, you can ask them, hey, about my house, I have a question in this area, that area. These professionals are here and answering questions as well. So there's so much to do here.
Yeah, and in fact, the Ask the Expert stage is just down from us,
it
just
is.
Several booths down. And right now, the folks from Hot Springs.
It is. They've got a good crowd over there right now.
They do. And they're talking about pools and spas right now.
We need to get over there.
Yeah, we need to get some spring and summertime weather in here. Ben Mosley with Heirloom Companies. Your company is involved in what?
So our company, we do custom woodworking and metalwork, so custom staircases, railings, range hoods, light fixtures, just anything that's those custom pieces for your house. That's what we've learned to specialize in.
Nice. And you guys actually have blacksmiths to do the ironwork.
We do.
Working,
we have
right?
real live blacksmiths. We've got blacksmiths, woodworkers. We've got a talent, some very talented craftsmen in our group that know how to do things the old school way. And we also have really good technology, CNC equipment and AutoCAD, but really all those things that bring those pieces together for your home.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch blacksmiths work. I've had the opportunity to do
it. It's mesmerizing, isn't it?
It is. It's not a lost art. The people that do it are highly skilled. Ben Mosley with Heirloom Companies and a board member of the HBA. Ben, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Good to see you today.
Thank you.
Successful show. It's going great so far.
It is. Thank you.
Appreciate it. 3:42 here on the Bobby Mack Show. As I mentioned before, we went to the news at the bottom of the hour. A story today that was at the Conservative Treehouse. The appearance of longtime Trump confidant Lynn Patton at the congressional testimony of former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen created a considerable stir among Washington, D.C. However, the context of her appearance takes on even more drama when you consider it against Patton's Facebook post January 18th of this year. Many of you may already know that I considered Michael Cohen to be one of my very best friends. Countless people can confirm that we were virtually inseparable during my employment at Trump and that he is single-handedly responsible for introducing me to the Trump family and effectively changing my entire life. I'd be lying if I didn't admit that my heart still breaks for him and his family, with whom I had grown extremely close. What many of you may not be aware of is the fact that I can personally confirm that the only reason Michael Cohen turned on the President of the United States is because Robert Mueller threatened to throw his wife in jail for up to 30 years. Period. She is the co-guarantor of a $20 million personal loan that Mueller discovered Michael secured back in 2015 by falsely inflating the value of his taxi medallions. If you're unfamiliar with that, in New York you have to buy a medallion to be able to have a taxi, effectively making her part and parcel to the federal charge of making false statements to a financial institution, to which Cohen ultimately pled guilty. This is also the reason why Cohen's longtime tax medallion partner, Gene Friedman, was granted immunity. She continued, this is a rather stunning statement. However, it holds the elements of truth and explains why the special counsel, that is Robert Mueller and Andrew Weissman, would pass off their assembled Cohen prosecution to the Southern District of New York. If this leverage against Cohen's wife to gain virtually unlimited legal and political cooperation is true, and it does follow a pre-established pattern of unethical prosecutorial conduct previously displayed by Andrew Weissman, then many of the issues surrounding the behavior of Michael Cohen begin to make sense. Interestingly, this type of unlawful coercion and threat in order to compel a guilty plea and cooperation from a defendant are specifically prohibited. In fact, when Cohen appeared before Judge Andrew Carter on November 29 last year, part of the plea questioning from the court went directly to this issue. The judge specifically asked Cohen twice if any threats or promises were made to him in exchange for his cooperation, and he said no. If it's accurate that prosecutors leveraged the potential prosecution of Cohen's wife in order to gain his guilty plea agreement, then not only were those threats unethical, demonstrably prosecutorial misconduct, and potentially illegal, but also Michael Cohen's denial therein means he would have lied to the court in his plea hearing, as noted above. This is pretty slimy and sleazy kind of stuff, but I certainly wouldn't put it past Mueller and Andrew Weissman has a history of these kind of tactics himself, so I wouldn't put it past him either. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more Friday Free for All here on the Bobby Mack Show, coming to you live from the Home and Garden Show. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Home and Garden Show, which is going to be going on all weekend. Ben Mosley was right. This is a good day to come out because it's nasty, but it's nice and cozy inside here. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, what you were just reading about Michael Cohen having his arm twisted to plead guilty, was that about Andrew Weissman? Yes, that is correct. One of Mueller's top aides in his investigation. Bobby, if what Ms. Patton said is true, then that places Mueller on an entirely different level of corrupt. Yeah, I would agree. Bob, is Meghan Markle working on a prince that can be a queen since she doesn't have a chance at being king? This whole business, I'm telling you, it's madness. Bobby, Meghan Markle's announcement should go over very well with the Queen Mum. Yeah, I'm sure she's thrilled, Bob. Oh, I mentioned Dave, USMC, who texts me all the time, and I mentioned his wife dropped by to say hello. Bob, Tiffany, is she not the awesomeness? I have the bestest, mostest, awesomest wife ever, from Dave, USMC. You got it, Dave. Bob, Meghan Markle better get used to dealing with something other than gender fluidity. She's going to be dealing with a bunch of baby fluids as well. Now, Bob, the royal family is a bunch of inbreds anyway. Who cares? Bobby, of course, what happened to Otto Warmbier was tragic, but the facts are he chose to travel there knowing the risk, and no one from North Korea will be held accountable or extradited to the U.S. The bigger picture is negotiating a denuclearization deal. Otto's parents need to move over and get over their victimhood. Let's turn our attention for a moment to one of the leading Democrat candidates for the 2020 presidential nomination, and that would be, of course, Bernie Sanders, Democrat socialist. I would more accurately describe Bernie as a commie, quite simply. Story today from Fox News. New spokeswoman for Bernie Sanders won't be able to vote for him in 2020. Why, you ask? Well, it's a fair question. Bernie Sanders' newest deputy national press secretary won't be able to cast a vote for her boss in the 2020 presidential election. That's because Belen Sisa, a millennial Arizona left-wing activist who joined Bernie's staff this week, is an illegal immigrant. At least according to her, quote, "This is really emotional for me. I can't help but think of 18-year-old Belen who felt hopeless and powerless to the anti-immigrant attacks and policies that were holding her back from her dreams." Sisa wrote on Facebook, recalling her younger self as she announced her new job. "I can't help but think of the generations of sacrifice my family has had to do for me to get here." Yeah, like breaking the law. "Never in our wildest dreams would I think I'd be making moves like these." You think ICE is paying any attention? The activist, who previously went viral in 2017 after posting a photo of herself paying taxes in an effort to change people's perceptions about illegals, repeatedly said she was brought into the country illegally by her parents from Argentina when she was 6. Oh, so she's a DACA candidate here, huh? She told multiple outlets that her stay here in America is protected under DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program introduced by the Obama administration, unconstitutionally, by the way, I would point out. How many times did Obama go on the road and say, it was at least 20, you know, when he was talking to groups like La Raza, well, you know, I would like to be able to grant amnesty to these people, but that would be unconstitutional. And then, of course, because it benefited the Democrats and him personally, politically, he went ahead and did it anyway. After constantly droning on and on about he didn't have that power as president. In January, this young woman appeared where else? On CNN, the Collusion News Network, where she was described as an undocumented dreamer and spoke out about her immigration status being debated during the government shutdown. If President Trump cared about dreamers, if he truly cared about undocumented youth, he would not be using us as bargaining chips through his tantrum of getting a wall that makes no sense. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Ms. Sisa has been involved in politics since a young age, even worked as a page to the Arizona delegation at the 2016 Democrat National Convention. And now she's on board with Bernie as a deputy national. She better hope that ICE is not watching the news. She could have an unwelcome visit. Hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show is on the way next from the Home and Garden Show here on a wet and rainy Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.